choosing the right high yield savings account should not be a difficult process. And so today I'm going to give you the 7 tips that have helped me choose the right high yield savings account for me and my family. Let's start with 1, and that has to deal with fees. I personally do not like fees when it comes to saving money or investing money. So I treat my high yield savings accounts just the same. So when I'm looking for a high yield savings account, I want to make sure that there are no fees. I want to make sure that I don't have to maintain a certain balance. Otherwise, I may get penalized. I want to make sure that there are no monthly maintenance fees. Also, most high yield savings accounts are already good about this, but you definitely want to make sure that when you're signing up for that high yield savings account, that it is as clear as day. There are no monthly maintenance fees. And there are no fees that will be charged against you if you just happen to have a balance that goes beyond a certain number. The second thing I like to look for when I'm choosing my high yield savings account is that there are no minimum balance requirements. Unless I feel comfortable with maintaining a certain amount of money in my high yield savings account, I pretty much try to stay away from any of these accounts that say if you want to earn that higher tier, that better premium APY, where you've got to have a minimum of $10,000 in your account each month, every day, to be able to get that higher APY. Now, balances like $1,000 or $500 or maybe even $5,000 might be reasonable to be able to get into that higher APY, but there are so many great high yield savings accounts out there already where you only need to maintain a $1 minimum balance to be able to get into that higher level APY that you see being offered throughout the different companies. So when you're looking for your next high yield savings account, look for one that has no minimum balance requirements at all. Or if you are looking for that higher premium APY, that yield, that interest that you're able to earn, yeah, you might have to maintain a certain balance. And if you're able to do that with $1,000 or $5,000 or whatever the case may be, then yeah, that might work for you. But in general, I like to stay away from these accounts that say, hey, you've got to maintain a minimum $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 balance just to be able to get that, you know, 5.6% APY, when everyone else is maybe offering 5.25 or 5%, and there's not that much difference depending on how much money is in your account. Another tip when you're choosing your high yield savings account is to make sure that they have a really good website and even a really good app to go along with your experience, with that user experience. I'll tell you, when we switched to CIT Bank, when we switched to our current high yield savings account, the app, the mobile app that they had was really not that good, if I'm just being honest. But over the months, it looks like they've been able to make some software updates, and now the app is actually really cool. It's really nice. It actually is very user friendly. There are definitely features that have been improved with the app. So if you're seeing some things that you just don't like at the moment, well, be patient. If you are getting one of those higher APYs and they have this app that they're offering and you're like, there are some things left to be desired, well, you can definitely try to be patient and just see if they're going to make those updates. Otherwise, you can just go to their website and manage your account that way. But we've been very happy with our CIT Bank account, especially when we're logging in with our iPhone, with our phone, with our mobile device, and being able to see our account information and even process different transactions like transferring money or whatever the case may be. It's been very user friendly, very easy to do with the app. Another tip when you're looking into a high yield savings account is to check if they have any limits on how much money you can transfer to and from that account. You want to be sure that in the case that you just want the money or need to get the money out of your savings account, you're not going to have any delays that you'll experience when you're trying to get that money out, or if you're just trying to put money into your high yield savings account and you want to be able to do that in an unlimited amount of ways, right? You want to be able to do that an unlimited amount of times. So I definitely encourage you to check with the customer service with that high yield savings account to make sure that you have unlimited opportunities to transfer money to and from that account. Now, this goes without saying, but you want to make sure that the bank or the financial institution that you're going to be opening your high yield savings account with is going to be FDIC insured or NCUA insured. And NCUA is for your credit union. So whether you have that FDIC insurance or coverage, or if you have that NCUA coverage, that's great. You want to make sure that you have that coverage up to the limits of the law, because if there was a situation like we've seen in the past with these different banks that have defaulted and have gone bankrupt, you don't want to get caught up in that. So definitely make sure that the bank that you're going to be having your savings account with is FDIC insured or NCUA insured. And I'll put links in the description below where you can go to the FDIC website, the NCUA website, and simply type in the name of the bank or financial institution or the credit union and see if they are covered, if they are an FDIC insured bank or financial institution or an NCUA insured credit union. Now, my sixth tip is that, listen, The highest APY that you're going to see out there on the websites or hear people talk about is not always the best. As someone who's been covering high yield savings accounts for the past 2 years, I can tell you, you will see some of these companies offer the highest APY. And then months later, or even just weeks later, they'll drop that APY that they were offering after they've gotten a lot of people to come in and sign up. So be sure, if you're looking for a high yield savings account, well, first, subscribe to this channel, because I'm going to give you the top high yield savings accounts out there as much as possible. But also, I want you to understand that you don't want to fall into this trap of getting into this high yield savings account or signing up for this other high yield savings account based on the highest APY, only to find out that, well, they just dropped the APY after they got their quota of how many people they want. That happens from time to time. I can tell you that I've seen this with my own eyes with one bank recently that I'm not going to mention their name here, but I do want you to be aware that the highest APY that you see is not always necessarily the best account to have. So be on the lookout. If you're ready to sign up, you know, feel free to take your time before you commit to a high yield savings account. We personally have been with CIT Bank for almost a year, and they have steadily been at the very top of the competition. I can tell you that if you go and sign up for a high yield savings account with them, yeah, I think you'll be very satisfied. You'll be pleased. And if you end up finding another bank or financial institution that is offering a higher APY, which there are, then you can just take your time and watch them to see, hey, are they continuing to stay at that higher level APY with the rest of the competition? And if they are, well, feel free to open that high yield savings account at that other financial institution or that other bank, whatever the case may be, the credit union, and transfer your money in there. And then you can reap the benefits of having a high yield savings account that has a higher APY than the one, well, I currently have with CIT Bank at 5.05%. My seventh tip for choosing the right high yield savings account is to make sure you have a company that has really, really good customer service. I cannot stress this enough. You know, I'm willing to look over some things like not a really good mobile app, but customer service is not one of them. If I call that bank or financial institution, whatever the case may be, with an issue, or I try to chat with them online, I'm expecting to have someone to talk to. I'm not expecting to have this bad customer service, because I may have an emergency. I may have some situation where I need to get the money. I'm struggling to do this online, and I need to know that I'm going to be able to talk to somebody real time and get the support that I need. So make sure that you are looking into the customer service reviews. Even you can even just test the customer service before you sign up for that high yield savings account, to just reach out to them and try to talk to somebody and see what level of engagement you're able to get with that bank or financial institution that's offering that high yield savings account. Now, as you're starting to save money and you're trying to build wealth, it can feel difficult. It can feel like there's a long journey ahead of you, and getting to that first $100,000 is no small task, but there is a process that you're going to go through to get to that first $100,000. And I share what that looks like in the video on the screen right now. Make sure you click it and watch it, and I'll see you over there. Peace.